News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
World leaders, as you know, are gathering for the G7 summit in Cornwall this week, and one of the key talking points is, of course, the contentious Northern Ireland Protocol. Joining me now is Sky News Deputy Political Editor Sam Coates. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
I'm looking at the Sky News website this morning. Beth Rigby's headline is "Warm Words and Positive Mood Music, But Brexit Row, First Test of Biden and Boris Relationship." Now, there is, despite what they're saying, a serious undercurrent of tension. And if this goes wrong, or indeed doesn't go right, the Americans have said, it will colour US-UK relations for the foreseeable. Boris needs to be very careful how he plays this, doesn't he?
Yes, Beth is absolutely spot on. There are warm words. Boris Johnson said yesterday that he and Joe Biden are in complete harmony. But I wouldn't pay too much attention to the soft soaping in public. There is absolutely no sign of the rhetoric and the positions doing anything other than hardening, and will continue to harden, I suspect, for at least the next few days. Ministers were sent out this week to say that promises that actually the UK had signed up to last year when they agreed in early December to the Northern Ireland Protocol were ridiculous. In particular, it's that promise that comes into effect on the 1st of July that the UK government will make sure that chilled meats going to supermarkets in Northern Ireland are subject to intensive checks. You've now got British ministers saying that is ridiculous. That wouldn't really put the single market at risk. On the European side, we're expecting robust remarks from Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday about this. She's obviously attending the G7 on behalf of the European Union. Maroš Šefčovič was pretty downbeat when I went and saw him in the press conference in Westminster 2 days ago. He talked about the relationship being at a crossroads and patience being thin. You're seeing in the briefings that the EU are considering the range of options that they have. That can include tariffs, perhaps on specific British goods going into the European Union, like agricultural goods. And it could escalate all the way up to, one analyst, Mutba Rahman, is suggesting, to the squeeze on electricity supply to the British mainland. That would be a pretty explosive thing to do. But on the British side, there is very little sign yet that they are taking the one compromise offer on the table. Maroš Šefčovič made clear that the European Union, the European Commission, were prepared to offer a time-limited deal to sign up to SPS, agricultural standards, between the UK and the EU. Time-limited so that if the UK does a future trade deal, then it could be terminated and looked at again. But there's no sign of the British government taking up that. So it's unclear that a resolution is here.
Well, look, obviously, self-interest rules in these things. This is very important to us. So we, you know, there's an awful lot of other stuff and bigger problems being discussed on that. But these summits always start with a fanfare and a long wish list, Sam. Rarely do they get most or indeed any of it done. What do they have to get out of this one? Briefly, please, if you could.
On Northern Ireland, I suspect Boris Johnson will want to not talk about Northern Ireland in as far as possible. As long as positions are hardening, a solution becomes more difficult. He wants a range of other subjects, from global pledges on vaccines to travel corridors around the world opening up, to be the main focus of the summit.
Well, good luck with that, because Joe Biden is like a dog with a bone with this one. But for the time being, we'll see how it works out. That's Sam Coates. Thank you very much.